I knew that was coming. You're looking at me. See, this boy's slick, man. He's good at analyzing everything, every movement.
You got the pay attention, he's going, man.
He's going, oh, I figured you out already.
But you come in with that intellectual look with the glasses. Yeah, I got the glasses, you know what I mean? You got your workout
chrome
gear.
Hearts,
that's
man.
Where you try to set him up.
Chrome heart glasses.
Those are nice glasses.
That's his warm up. Hey, yeah, he goes out on the field and warm up in his glasses. No, you know,
that would happen.
The missus taking care of you.
I want to bring out the old school.
He's a nice guy. Yo. He's not going to hurt anybody.
I want to bring out the old school one day for kicks.
Oh, yeah. You got some gazelles?
I wish.
A game like yesterday, Andre, you talked about it afterwards, the frustration of having, you know, a pretty good three quarters defensively.
Yes.
Then at the end of the game with the team, you have 80 yards to go, 90 seconds to play, and you know in your mind, we make a stop and win the game. Seeing them score, that frustration as a defensive player in that sort of spot.
Well, you know, I mean, first and foremost, being on the NFC East for 5 years and playing against Eli Manning, that's probably one of the toughest guys that you ever come across against, because there's been so many games where we've had the game in our grasp, and then that, like you said, the fourth quarter, he makes things happen. It was definitely frustrating. It just those last drives, because we were just playing so well. We were just in sync. We're in key. Man, I'm at a loss for words, as you can tell.
I can say this. The good part of it is you guys, again, this week kept this team, you know, in this game.
We did.
For the most part, and gave your team a chance. You know,
we
just the last couple of drives there of this football game really just didn't come up with the big stops.
Right.
But you can say the same thing about their defense, too. And it really just came down to who had the ball last.
Exactly.
And fortunately for the Giants, unfortunately for you guys, they had the ball last, and Eli, you know.
Yes.
He had to back up what he said. He was on Tom Brady's level, and
you
kind of got to. I mean, I don't think he played great. I don't think Tom played great.
Right.
Not even close to being great.
Right.
But two good quarterbacks, two great quarterbacks. When you got to have it, they tend to step up and make those
plays.
Well,
you mentioned it. Got to have it, and
that's
just something that we've always been focused on since day one. Just watching opponents, you know, especially when it comes to the last three, four games, it's like, okay, what do they do on these gotta-have periods? When they're ahead, when they're behind, that just comes through film study.
Yeah.
So in our minds, we knew and anticipated what they were going to do and things of formations. Now, people also mentioned the PIs kind of kept the drive going, which could happen. But at the end of the game, I mean, you just got to find a way to make a play.
And that's what I would say was the two biggest differences in the defenses,
right,
because both defenses played pretty similar.
Exactly.
You know, but they didn't make the big mistake on defense like you guys did. They had the two pass interference calls.
Yes.
That was the biggest difference.
And that can be killer.
And you guys had some fresh bar. I mean, Chung had come out of the game, and you just plug in Sergio Brown.
Guyton's out of it. Spikes is out of the game early.
Spikes came out of the game,
and
you're playing with, you know, you got White, you know, on the
touch.
You know, I mean, just –
Yeah,
it happens,
football.
Man.
It's football. The game. The game goes on. You got to be ready any given day.
Now, Andre, you play that defensive end, and you get chip blocked, I'm sure, a few times by some running backs coming out.
I saw a couple of them. Bro. I was like, "Is he gonna get up from that one?"
Hey, Jacob got me on that one.
That's like an offensive tackle.
Jacob's last real one. After that, I was like, "Okay,
you ready for?"
Okay, I got you, Jacob.
You ready for the next time?
Yeah,
that first time, I was like, "You probably
he came out of nowhere." I was talking to a friend of mine. He was like, Dre, that's like an offensive lineman in the backfield, just a little bit quicker.
Yeah, he got you.
And
good,
like I said, we got a little rivalry, so I got up. You know, we exchanged glances. I said, okay. I said, all right, you got that one. But that's you're gonna get your fair share, man.
That's because you've been playing so well.
Yeah. Hey, and that's respect.
That's when you're down.
When they start chipping, you know you're doing something good.
That's when you're doing something good. So I'll take that.
You talked last week about seeing Eli Manning there in the NFC East. You saw him again yesterday. What's different about him? He seems like he, as a quarterback, Andre, matured, that he doesn't make those same mistakes. What do you see differently now in Eli Manning than you saw when you played with the Redskins?
He's patient. He's a lot more patient as far as his keys in regards to receivers. Back then, he used to, you know, try to force it in, and that's where defenses took advantage of it, getting interceptions. So I just think whatever he's doing, just as far as the mechanics, I mean, he's just, okay, there's my key, boom, 1-2-3, boom, 1-2-3, boom. He's just so quick to release the ball and doesn't give up big plays.
It seemed like early on in that game, you did get some pressure on him. We saw a lot of those throwaways in the back foot, just throwing it away.
Yeah,
later in the game, did the scheme change a little bit, or maybe how you guys attacked him, maybe not as aggressive?
You know what? That's something I got to look at. I mean, when you're in the heat of the moment, you just play the call. So that's something we won't have to analyze when we do our film study. But it was just, like you said, we were just in his face majority of the game. So towards the end, I really don't know what happened. And it's just disappointing because we just played so solid for three quarters.
You're able to get pressure on him as a group. You know, that inconsistency, how do you fight through it where you play well for so long? How do you work on that where throughout 40, 50 minutes of that game, you guys are doing what you want to do those final 10 minutes? Is it focus? Is it, you said the word, execution? How do those things get better as a defense?
It's just the mental part of the game. It's kind of like the football games or just the season's like a marathon race. You know you're at that last mile, that last stretch. You just got to go out there and give it all you got. Now, I'm not saying that we're not. But it's just, we just got to constantly just harp on each other, constantly communicate, and just go out there and go.
And at one point in this game, you guys had those guys, they were 1-for-11 on third downs point in the game.
Right.
And then they got their first touchdown. Tell me how discouraging it is when you just came up with the big stop, you got them to punt the ball.
Right. And then
and they punted me. Then you got to get right back on the field after that big fumble.
Well, that's something that we work on, is the change of possessions. Somehow, some way, we got to stop them. Now, unfortunately, it just didn't work on our favor. And, is it disappointing? Of course it is. Because we're.
I just always wondered how defensive players feel when they get a big stop and they got one play and you're back on the field again.
Right. It is what it is. But I think one thing that we did was, we didn't panic. We play football. I mean, that's just like life. Anything's thrown at you at any given moment, you just got to deal the cards you're dealt with and keep on going.
Now, you got this week, you got the Jets. Last time you faced them, this team had lost two straight. Right. Offensively, they were struggling a little bit with Sanchez and the running game not getting going, but a little different now. They come in a little bit of a run, and they're at home this Sunday.
They're on fire. They're definitely on fire. And this game, not for us, but, I mean, here we are. We got three teams that are 5-3, ourselves, the Jets, and the Bills. So, like any division matchup, it's a 2-for-1. I mean, this is just such a big win. This is the division opponent. This is on their home turf. And, yes, they're hot. They're on fire right now. So it's always important to know that. But at the same time, we just got to play our best ball.
What's it, a three-way battle right now?
That's it. 5-3.
All 5-3.
And the Jets are looking. They look good yesterday.
They look good.
Against Buffalo, they play much better defensively.
They are.
Offensively, Sanchez is making some better decisions.
They seem
to have a little bit of identity now. I mean, Plaxico's back to, I guess he's getting in better shape, I guess.
Yeah.
Santonio Holmes looking like Santonio Holmes they signed there to be the player he was. And they got Sean Green going, and LT's now the third down back for this team. So they got some things. So you guys should be up for this challenge
week. It is everything. I think every week is a challenge.
Yeah.
Every week's a challenge, whether it's under the lights or it's a 1 o'clock game. It never gets easier. It always gets harder week by week.
You seem to have a pretty positive attitude here today. I wonder, a game like last night for your defense, there is the natural feeling, I would think, to be dejected because you had a chance. You saw them go 80 yards in 81 seconds and guys feeling down. Do you, I know you're a first-year guy but a veteran, do you take any role and trying to make sure this game doesn't linger on some of the younger players, guys who were maybe in that game because of injury yesterday? Do you take any locker room role in making sure your guys turn the page on that defense?
I think just as far as a veteran or just vets on our team, granted we're only a few because we only have a few 10 years plus, I think the most important thing is, one, do not panic. Yes, we're 5-3. This is what we wrote for this season. Now, we have a lot more football left. We have 8 games left to really just go out there and play our best football. So that's the thing. Overall, that's the positive light that I foresee in us. Now, it's just, like I said, it's never going to be easy. It never is. But if you go out there just with the mental game to be strong, play your techniques, stay focused, stay determined to be the best competitor as an individual and as a team, then anything's possible.
Jets week, get ready. Andre Carter hanging out with us. Andre, appreciate the time
today,
man.
Thank you so much.
Man.
Troy Brown is here. Right. It's Mutt and Lou. We're live in the Putnam Club at Gillette Stadium. We'll get a break, I promise. Right to your phone call, Sports Radio, WEEI.